honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes,
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Appeals court judges in Washington appear skeptical of claims by former President Donald Trump he's immune from prosecution. Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson is an appointee of former President George H.W. Bush.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
The former president claims he is immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. His attorney, D. John Sauer, says prosecuting a president for his official duties may open a Pandora's box that the country may never recover from.
Could George W. Bush be prosecuted for obstruction of an official proceeding, for allegedly giving false information to Congress to induce the nation to go to war in Iraq under false pretenses?
A quick decision is crucial for special counsel Jack Smith and his team, who are eager to get this case, now paused pending the appeal, to trial before the November election. On the floor of the Senate today was New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez. He's facing bribery and other charges.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution. They seek a victory, not justice. We've seen this play out with other prosecutions of public officers.
Menendez says he is innocent and will not resign. Gabriel Attal has been named as France's youngest ever prime minister as President Emmanuel Macron seeks a fresh start for the rest of his term amid growing political pressure from the far right. Attal is France's first openly gay prime minister. A U.S. citizen, Robert Woodland Romanoff, has been arrested on drug charges in Russia. Russian media notes he told Pravda in 2020 he was born in Russia and adopted by an American couple when he was two. This is AP News. The Earth shattered a heat record last year.
2023 was off the charts warm, according to the European Climate Agency, Copernicus. It says 2023 broke the global annual heat record, coming in 2.66 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial times. The record heat made life miserable and sometimes deadly here in North America, in Europe, China, and many other places last year. And that's not all. This month, January of 2023, is on track to be so warm that for the first time, a 12-month period will exceed the limit that the world hoped to stay within in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord to avoid the most severe effects of warming, says Copernicus. I'm Rita Foley.
South Korea's parliament passed a landmark ban on production and sale of dog meat. Some angry dog farmers say they plan to challenge the bill's constitutionality. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
High temperatures of 34 with winds this afternoon that could gust between 12 and 25 miles per hour. Additional snowfall through the day, maybe 1 to 2 inches possible tonight, and a low of 23. Wednesday, 31, mostly cloudy and much quieter, and Thursday, 28, with a few peaks of sunshine. In Richland Center, the air is calm. We have snow continuing, right around 4 inches of snow here at the WRCU studios since it began early this morning. As a result, a few changes of schedule today, including Richland County, Grant County, and Sauk County meal sites all closed today. No home-delivered meals. The bus and taxi services are canceled in Grant County, and the carryout meals in Sauk County canceled. The Crime Stoppers meeting will not be held this afternoon. Bauer Gunnalton, VFW Post 2267 monthly meeting is now next week. Church League volleyball in Richland Center is canceled for tonight. The Euchre tournament that was scheduled for today at 1 o'clock at the Richland Center Community Center, that has been canceled. Business announcements, ET Foods, Creative Outlet, Tony Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, The Village Pump, and Simple Elegance all closed. Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Bingo is canceled tonight, and the Powder Puff Bowling League at Phoenix Center will not have bowling.
100.9 WRCU. It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me, and I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling pay.
shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that.
Tim McGraw on WRCO and Something Like That. Barbecue staying on a white T-shirt and going down to the county fair. Some warm memories, that's for sure. So this snowfall accounts for more than anything we've gotten so far during the winter season, that's for sure. And so we're only down to like, what, 34 more to go, according to our local weather predictor. That's a lot of snow, but I guess it wouldn't surprise me. This is Juliana Rankin on WRCO-FM 100.9, Country and Community.
Traveling man, you know he come from the wrong side of the tracks, but she liked holding his hand. It came to pass one Sunday, and he was rolling in a coupe de ville. Said it's time to ride outside the city limits, down through the cotton fields. Said I follow desire straight through the fire just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. The kind of man mama told me not to chase. Southern soul will lead you far from grace. Good books is done.
Somebody out in the hall snapping thumbs. eyes talking to me. I felt it right through my heart. I knew what it had to be that was pound, pound, pounding in me. Steps in the hall, or maybe it was a branch blowing on the window pane. When you were laying beside me, soft as the morning light, I knew the sound I was hearing now started in your arms last night.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI sired and AI bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cashin Vet Service, plus fresh cows and two-year-olds. Milking and bred back cows, springing cows, half heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered espresso red velvet cake flavor and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The pancake wrap-up returns. Featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
would always drive full throttle. Me, I've always liked to ride slow and lean. She took pills to fix problems. Then she jabbed me, cause I couldn't piss clean. God rest her soul, she passed 40 solving them problems. These days I'm 36 with the heart of. Could use a little more green. Tomorrow's gonna come, and that sun's gonna shine. Just know that everything's gonna be alright. I said, just know that everything's gonna be just fine.
Celebrity birthdays today include guitarist Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, who turns 80, and singer Joan Baez is 83 today. We mentioned Crystal Gayle's birthday, 73. Also born today, actress Jolie Richardson, who is 59, singer Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth, 57, singer Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band is 57 as well, singer A.J. McLean of the Backstreet Boys turns 46 as well on January 9th. News, weather, and sports coming up. We'll take a look at those community weather announcements as well in the next few minutes. Here's Jordan Davis and Luke Bryan.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, what you been up to lately? I told him, chasing a dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live with.
let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate it serves. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter, that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt. Find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt. Thank the good Lord for it,
cause he ain't making any more of it.
So buy dirt.
Find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard. It all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Wash away
Kathy Mattea, those untold stories. Oh, the stories we could tell. Some of them we could even tell on the radio. Anyway, it is a snowy 32 degrees at 11:30.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute.
A president has to have immunity. And the other thing is, I did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong.
Former President Donald Trump was in a Washington courtroom as federal appeals court judges expressed deep skepticism. He was immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Trump says President Biden is trying to punish a political opponent.
That's not the way it goes. That'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box, and it's a very... it's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation.
Judge Karen LaCraft Henderson expressed deep skepticism.
We're at the motion to dismiss stage. The government has charged the specific criminal laws. We have to assume they're true.
It will also likely set the stage for further appeals before the Supreme Court, which last month declined a request to weigh in. I'm Ed Donahue.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Bucks disappointed a home crowd by falling to the Utah Jazz Monday night, 132-116. It was Milwaukee's fourth loss in five games. The Jazz held a huge 77-46 lead at halftime. The Bucks were playing without Damian Lillard, who was out for personal reasons. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Chris Middleton scored 23. Milwaukee wiped out most of the halftime deficit with a huge third quarter, but never caught up. It doesn't get any easier for the struggling team. Boston visits the Fiserv Forum coming up on Thursday night. The Packers preparing now for the game against Dallas, a game that will kick off at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. John Runyon says the team has been working hard.
This team feels really connected, and you know, we're really starting to hit our stride in a critical time of the season, and it's really starting to come together. And you know, 9-8, you know, into the playoffs, it doesn't really matter, and we're in the dance now, and just see what's going to happen going forward.
The latest commitment from the transfer portal ranks coach Luke Fickell's Badgers 14th nationally. The 10th player to say he's coming to Madison is inside linebacker Jaheim Thomas. Most of the talent is coming to the offensive side, and there is still work to be done on defense. Ole Miss is ranked at the top for its transfer portal additions. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The new forecast calls for additional accumulation this afternoon in that 3-inch range or so, another 1 to 2 inches possible tonight. Could be heavier southeast and south of Richland Center for the rest of the day. A low of 23 tonight. Winds between 12 and 25 will pick up later today. Wednesday, 31, much quieter. And then Wednesday night, another additional accumulation of maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow is possible. We're at about 4 inches and a little more than that right now as we measure the snow at the WRCO studios. Weather-related announcements today. Richland County meal sites are closed. No home-delivered meals. Grant County meal sites, home deliveries, and bus and taxi services are canceled. And in Sauk County, the meal sites, Meals on Wheels, and dine-in and carry-out are canceled. The Crime Stoppers meeting, scheduled for today at 2, will not be held. Bauer, Gunnell, Dalton, VFW Post 2267 monthly meeting is moved to next Tuesday night instead. Church League volleyball in Richland Center is canceled. The Euchre tournament at the Richland Center Community Center is canceled for today. Town of Wyoming board meeting is postponed this evening and will now be held on Wednesday night instead at 6 p.m. Businesses closed today, ET Foods, along with Creative Outlet, Tony Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance, The Village Pump, and Simple Elegance. Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Bingo is canceled tonight, and Powder Puff Bowling at the Phoenix Center will not be held. Community Calendar is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. A reminder that Vernon County Over 50 will host the McIntosh Memorial Library with Trina Erickson on Wednesday at 2:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall, Viroqua. Learn the activities and future plans for the Viroqua Library. The program will also be Zoomed to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 for more information. The Brewer Public Library will host preschool story time at 10:30 Thursday. It is open to all young children. No registration is required. The Casanova American Legion Post 491 will have a soup supper coming up from 4 until 7 Thursday night. The cost of the all-you-can-eat soup supper is $8 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. For more information, call 608-485-2873. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will conduct a regular monthly business meeting on Thursday at 5 in the LWSRB Conference Room in Muscadet. The meeting will also be broadcast via Zoom. The public is invited to attend. Andrew Nussbaum, Department of Tourism Regional Tourism Specialist, will provide an overview on tourism trends in 2023 with a focus on outdoor recreation and a look at the marketing program for 2024. Heaven Bound Church Lone Rock will have a praise and prayer event Thursday. The event begins at 5:30 with a soup and sandwich meal followed by praise, worship, and prayer at 6 p.m. Celebrate Recovery, a 12-step recovery program, meets Thursdays from 6:15 to 8 p.m. at the Nazarene Outreach Center. For further information or a ride, call Tom at 608-604-4510 or Laura at 608-604-6780. Coffee Talk, sponsored by Friends of Blue River, will be held on Saturday from 8 until 10 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. All are welcome. And the Richland Center Rodeo Committee will have its 10th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday at the Phoenix Center. Two shifts are available, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. The cost is $15 per person. The day will include prizes, door prizes, and a 50-50 raffle. Sign up in advance at the Phoenix Center, or you can do so the day of the event.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
22 minutes before 12 o'clock noon. Moving on with snow, again, a little over 4, reports of a little over 5 in parts of our listening area. It kind of depends on where you're at, and it sounds like we're all in line for some more as this day goes on. Old-fashioned snow day, maybe, huh? Here are the Wilkinsons on WRCO Radio.
Got it.
Toby Keith on WRCO Radio, Country and Community. It is 15 minutes before 12 o'clock. From the Lost and found in the area of Bear Valley, a brown and black medium-sized dog without a collar. The number to call is 608-583-5117. That's 583-5117.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson-Boscobel, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO 100.9.
I can feel it, way down where the music plays, way down like a tidal wave, way down where the fire plays, way down,
way on down.
Ooh, my head is spinning. Fingers swirling carousel, a medicine within me the doctor could prescribe. Your love is doing something that I just can't describe. Ooh, and I can feel it.
Got to get way on down, got to get low to try to get that snow today. Elvis Presley, whose birthday actually was yesterday, he would have been 89. Unbelievable. We move on toward our news at noon. Associated Press kicks it off, and then Tim Thied is in for Joanne Coulatz today.
Sometimes
black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignite like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
Out there in the white snowy yonder today, about 4.5 inches now at the WRCO studios. Phil and the opening, have a great rest of your day. We'll be mushing on back to Sextonville here in a little bit. Right now, we imagine we're out on the pontoon in the summertime. This is Little Big Town.
A Baptist hitch up into the water. Untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the AstroTurf. Get yourself a koozie. Let's go. Who said anything about skiing? Floating is all I want to do. You can climb the ladder, just don't rock the boat while I barbecue.